next this week for Parashat Mishpatim. First time in these 4 months of the war that we couldn't find the time where we were able to record the video in a normal place with normal Wi-Fi, normal settings. So first of all, we have to apologize for the video and talk being choppy. This week we discussed towards the end of the Parsha, right after the Torah lists all the Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he is sending a Malach in front of Am Yisrael, and this is very interesting.
Yeah, because we see later on after Chet HaEgel, where Hashem says, I'm going to send a Malach and bring you to Eretz Yisrael. We see Am Yisrael cries and is mourning, and they say, no way, only you will take us, otherwise we're not moving. And here we see that Hashem says, I'm going to send a Malach, and we have no problem with it. So what's the difference between this Malach and that Malach?
Exactly. What is the difference between the Malachim in the two different places? Or more than that, what is a Malach about? We dive deep into trying to understand what is this Malach about and what does it mean for us? What does it mean for our Torah for today? Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So yeah, it's this week for Parashat Mishpatim, the continuation of Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to give over Am Yisrael after Aseret HaDibot. And towards the end of the parasha, after Moshe gets all the Mishpatim, all the different laws from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, suddenly we find these psukim in which the Torah describes something very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he will be sending a malach before Am Yisrael, a malach to lead the way for Am Yisrael to go to Eretz Yisrael. And it's very interesting because we find this exact same thing happening in a few weeks' time in Parashat Ki Tisa after Chet HaEgel, after the sin of the golden calf. And over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it because he's upset with Am Yisrael, and it's done as some sort of punishment, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to be sending a malach to lead the way instead of he himself leading the way for Am Yisrael. And over there, we see Moshe Rabbeinu getting upset for Am Yisrael and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking him to take away that punishment, asking him to forgive Am Yisrael and yes, come back himself to lead the way. But here he just goes by, just in one pasuk, you don't even notice it. Moshe Rabbeinu says nothing about it. So first of all, what is this malach about? What are these psukim about that are here right after all the mishpatim that are put in front of Moshe, in front of Am Yisrael? Why does Am Yisrael suddenly need a malach to go in front of them? But on top of that, if Moshe Rabbeinu gets so upset in Parashat Ki Tisa, how come over here he just accepts it? How come over here he doesn't say anything about it? And it just goes by like that, just as a statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a malach in front of Am Yisrael.
Yeah, it's very strange, this whole description here. Also the wording, Ki shamer mipanav ushma betolo, you need to listen to his word. Don't think that, you know, he'll forgive you because my name is upon him. This doesn't sound like a malach. Usually a malach is a messenger of God. Of course, God's name is upon the malach. You don't have to say, listen to him because my name is upon him. You know, I would think, oh, it's just a malach. I don't really have to listen to him. No, Hashem tells me my name is upon him. It's a godly messenger. What would you think? But I think that maybe we can explain this in a different way. The term malach means, and we see this in various places, means a messenger, means I will send a malach, a shaliach, someone who will lead the way. And based on that, I think we could read these psukim in an entirely different way. Maybe the malach that he's talking about is Moshe Rabbeinu, later Yehoshua, malach who is the leader who will be leading the way, who will be teaching the Torah, who will be leading us after this dramatic moment of Ma'amad Har Sinai, where we meet Hashem face to face. The big question is, what happens from here forward? And we see Hashem already talks about this before Matan Torah. He says that part of Matan Torah is that Am Yisrael not only hears me speaking, but hears me speaking to you, Moshe. V'gam b'cha ya'aminu le'olam. Meaning, there's the moment where Hashem speaks to us directly. But from now on, we will need to be able to listen to Hashem's shlichim, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yeshua, to the Nevi'im, and see it as if Hashem is speaking to us. And that's what it's saying here. Don't look at Moshe Rabbeinu, don't look at Yeshua, don't look at any leader who I put in front of you and say, you know what? He said something. We don't really need to listen. No. Shmi bekirbo. And maybe that's exactly the difference between here and over there. Over there, the words are, lo a'ale bekirbecha. In order so that I won't destroy you, I'm not going to be within you. I'll send the malach. I'll keep that distance. Here, it's saying the exact opposite. Don't think that this messenger is me separating. The opposite. Shmi bekirbo. My name is within him, is upon him. In other words, what do we need to hear just as we end Matan Torah? The most important thing we need to hear is it doesn't end here. I will have messengers. I will have these malachim in the world, these messengers in the world. See these messengers as coming from me. Recognize that when they're with you, I'm with you. I'm within them leading the way. And we see even in the language here that it swaps back. It says, Ki im shamo tishma bekolo, listen to him and you do kol asher adaber. You do everything that I speak. You're listening to him, but you're hearing me. This is what we need as we end Matan Torah and our last moments of Hashem speaking to us. We need to be able to take this forward so that Torah doesn't end here. We're going to be getting many, many, many mitzvot going forward, but we won't be hearing them with lightning and thunder and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. We're going to hear them from Moshe. Moshe the Malach, who's leading the way and teaching us the Torah.
Very good, very good. It is important to remember, like you're saying, this concept of Malach, a message, a messenger, that it's not necessarily this angel that we imagine in our imagination, but a Malach is, like we said, is a message. There's different Rishonim that explain Malachim in different ways. We're not going to get into it. Even Ezra, Rambam, different ways to understand what a Malach is. But again, on the Pshat level, that's what we try to understand here. Maybe the Malach here is more than just that angel in our imagination. It's the message. And you can understand it being talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. It can also be understood as a message for Am Yisrael, as what Am Yisrael has to do. As we know also in the beginning of Sefer Shemot, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Sneh, the Malach talks to him from the Sneh. And also later on in Sefer Bamidbar, where Am Yisrael are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe sends to the king of Edom, telling him, let us go through your land. And he tells the story of how they came out of Mitzrayim. He sends Malachim, he sends messengers to the king of Edom. But then he also says that a Malach took them out of Mitzrayim. So this idea of Malach can mean different things. And again, it's a big machloket in the Rishonim. So there's different ways to understand it here. But if you take a step back also to look at the Psukim over here towards the end of Parashat Mishpatim, you also have to notice something very interesting. We know these kind of Psukim. These Psukim, they ring a bell. Because if you pay attention to what's said over here, these Psukim very much remind us of the Psukim of Tochecha that we find in different places in the Torah, in Bechukotai, in Kitavo, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you listen to the Torah, then good things are going to happen. And if you don't listen to the Torah, bad things are going to happen. But here, very interestingly, we always say you have to pay attention to what's said and what's not said. What's said here is only half of it, is only that if you listen, good things are going to happen. What's missing is what if you don't listen? And this is very interesting because, again, think about where we are. This is Ma'amad Har Sinai. Am Yisrael just got the Torah. Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim and got the Torah, got their mission in the world, received their message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the world, the message to give over to the world. And even though we know the Midrash that says Kafalem HaKigigit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced the Torah on Am Yisrael, there's also the other Midrashim and also Pshat in the Psukim. Am Yisrael says again and again, Naseh V'Nishma, as we discussed a few years ago, this concept of Naseh V'Nishma that we find in this week's Parasha. What is it about? What does it mean? You want to take a look at that video. But Am Yisrael standing there in Matan Torah, accepting on themselves the Torah, and not only the Torah over there, but also the Torah in the future, also learning the Torah, developing the Torah, making the Torah bigger and more relevant for them, and by that making the world a better place. All this is coming from their own desire, from their own will, from what they want to do in the world, what they want to bring into the world, and therefore also the Torah, the Psukim, what they discuss is the good things that are going to happen to Am Yisrael when they keep the Torah, because there is no other side, because Am Yisrael wants to keep the Torah. Am Yisrael wants to keep the mitzvot. This is what they want to do in the world. This is what we call avodat Hashem me'ahava, out of the love, and not me'ira, not out of the fear. This is maybe the opposite of the midrash of kafa aleim ha'kigigit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces the Torah on Am Yisrael. Understanding that this is what these psukim are about, understanding that maybe this is what's going on over here, Am Yisrael accepting on themselves the Torah out of ahava, avodat Hashem me'ahava, Am Yisrael wanting to do the Torah. On top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Am Yisrael that they're going to get the malach, the shaliach, the strength, the message, just like Yaakov blessed his sons, the malach ha'goyeloti, just like we found in Sefer Bereshit several times, this idea of the malach guarding and helping in order to bring the message, just like by Eliezer Eved Abraham. Abraham told him the Malach will go with him. The same thing here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, I'm giving you the Torah. I'm giving you the Mishpatim. I'm giving you this message you have to bring into the world. And I'm going to give you this extra strength in order to be able to bring it into the world. Because this is the message that Am Yisrael has to bring into the world. This is our mission to the world. And through the Torah, through this message, we can make the world a better place.
Yes, if this is when we're accepting the Torah, it seems that part of accepting the Torah is also accepting these messengers, accepting this message, accepting the fact that the Torah continues from here on. Remember, right at the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mi anochi ki alech el paro? How can I do this? I can't be the one going." And Chazal teach us, what's mi anochi? He says, anochi? I should be the one going? I remember that word anochi. You said it to Avram, Becherechen dan anochi, Brit ben Amtarim, that they'll go down to Egypt, and anochi, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is anochi. And then we have it again later with Yaakov, anochi ered itcha mitzayma, v'anochi alcha gamalo. And for that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not anochi, you're anochi. You promised anochi, you didn't promise me. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu himself learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in this world through his malachim, through his messengers. When I send Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Anochi, he sends it through Anochi Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's just as important in learning all the rules that we learn in Ela Mishpatim, is learning how we will continue to learn Torah from now on through the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not messengers where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is detached, the opposite. Messengers where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekir Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekir Beinu, he is within us, he is revealing himself to us, and that's how we are accepting Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself within us.
Very good, very good, exactly. Just like we spoke last week about Aseret HaDibot, we have to keep in mind also here, Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah is not only a bunch of laws that we have to tick off that we're doing and we're keeping. Torah is a way of life. It's a message for the world. It's the message of our nation. It's what we have to live up to and make sure we bring into this world. We'll end here. Shkoyach Yetzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. And Emet Hashem, we'll talk again next week.